News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with representatives of Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach. It is a blitz week. Volunteers being recruited to do some improvements at the center's offices in College Station. Visiting with Victoria Buck, Walter, and Ellen Cowell. And Victoria, starting with you and getting a little bit of background about the center.
We are a pregnancy support agency providing one-to-one counseling, referrals to social services, and skill building for families so that children can be parented well.
How long have you all been in existence?
Been in existence since 1998 and have added our Mama Club outreach program in 2006.
And the types of numbers that you serve and the range of services that are provided?
For pregnancy options counseling, we see 40 to 50 clients a year. In our Mama Club program, we have seen as many as 80 unduplicated pregnant or teenage parents in a year.
And how do those that are served know about you, or how do they find you?
They find us by word of mouth from other people in similar circumstances, through our website, through Yellow Pages, through referrals from other pregnancy support agencies in the community, as well as medical and health care providers.
Well, and in fact, I'm looking at your website, pregnancyoutreach.org, and on the home page, there's a section called Blitz Week, which is part of the tease that I used at the beginning, and you have a Blitz Week full of activities that y'all are looking for volunteers.
We are.
What's the outcomes that you're all trying to get? What's being done in this Blitz Week to help out the center?
Well, in our Mama Club program, we provide skills and normal child development education and relationship skills to teenagers who are pregnant and parenting so that they can be the best parents that their children need them to be. Our goal is to help those young people become mature and confident, self-aware, and giving parents so that they can focus on the needs of their children above their own. And this is done by pairing them with seasoned moms and college students in mentoring relationships inside and outside of Mama Club. We know that the children born to these teen parents have a 70 to 80% higher risk of experiencing abuse and neglect in their own home. Mama Club educates parents about these abuse and neglect issues and normal child development. They are able to respond more appropriately to their child's needs and behaviors with this education, and that reduces the potentials for abuse and neglect. Mama Club participants leave lifestyles of substance abuse and abusive relationships so that they can be the parents their children need. One of the incentives for coming to Mama Club is weekly access to our Mama Closet and Mama Store, and this is what our volunteer blitz next week is in support of. The Mama Closet contains gently used baby and toddler essentials like clothing, toys, shoes, and bedding, and these items can be taken in any amount as the mama has needs. These items are obtained through donations from the community at large. The Mama Store houses new baby and toddler items such as books, clothing, toys, and equipment. These are provided through community and business donations. Items in the store are purchased by trading Mama Bucks the girls earn as they engage in club activities. Attendance will get you one Mama Buck just for showing up. Parenting activities practiced at home and recorded on a take-home card and memorization of scripture gives opportunity to earn up to 6 more Mama Bucks a night. And here's where I'll let Ellen Cowell, our super summer volunteer, tell you about the volunteers needed next week. She's graciously invested many hours this summer revamping these areas so they're going to be more efficient for us to maintain and visually appealing to our teens.
As we've worked this summer, I have a couple core volunteers that have helped me for the past few weeks. We've realized that there are a number of tasks that lend themselves to a work blitz format. So this week we'll be working each day from 9 until 3 p.m. at APO's facility working in the mama store, the mama closet, and in four back storage areas, because if your storage areas aren't in support, then it's very easy for those mama store and mama closet areas to become very disorganized very quickly. We have tasks for all skill levels. There'll be lots of cleaning, organizing, and sorting tasks that take place all week long. And we need volunteers to come if they're available for any amount of time. Most of this type of work will occur indoors in an air-conditioned building. And we have a few projects that could occur at our off-site storage facility, which is located down off of near Rock Prairie Road. We have some sewing projects that will be ongoing all week long. We have at least five projects that even a beginning seamstress could tackle, but we will have guidance and supervision available to direct those projects if someone is uncomfortable doing that solely on their own. And on Tuesday, we'll start painting. We'll be doing brush and roller work on walls, furniture, and windows. And any volunteers who could donate one or more hours to painting on these days would be appreciated. And in addition, if there are people who like to spray paint, we have several pieces of furniture that need to be redone. And if someone's interested in this opportunity, spray painting could occur outside of the blitz hours in the early morning to avoid the heat if needed. And if someone was interested in that, we'd coordinate with that volunteer as to specific times and places for that. On Wednesday and Thursday, we need volunteers with handyman or carpentry skills that would lend us a hand as we rework and install new storage options. And any length of time someone could donate would be useful to us. And if these volunteers had their own tools, such as their own drill or a level, that would be helpful. Finally, at the end of the week, Friday, we hope that those volunteers will be helping us finish up any blitz tasks that remain. And after this week of focused effort, we hope to be at the point that we're putting things back together and getting ready for the efforts we'll do in August, where we'll do all the small touches that will make those spaces really shine. So, Bill, if your listeners are interested in helping during the work blitz, they can contact Vicki Thomas, is our Aggieland Pregnancy Volunteer Coordinator, and her email address is vickithomas@pregnancyoutreach.org, and it's spelled VickiThomas, and let Vicki know their availability. They can also, your listeners can check the Pregnancy Outreach website, that is www.pregnancyoutreach.org, for a detailed list of tasks and to follow our progress throughout the week. We hope that we have tasks and photos and such that people can interact with the work blitz and see something that they might like. They could give us a call to help us out if they see a task that hasn't been done yet. To wrap up, if someone is interested in helping but can't make this week coming up but could sometime in August, they're more than welcome to contact Vicki, and we'll keep them posted on any upcoming tasks. One final note, Bill. Thanks to the generosity of our APO Circle of Friends, we'll make sure that everyone stays nourished and hydrated throughout the week. We think Blitz Week should be a lot of fun and a great way for community members to make a difference in the lives of our teen parents that APO serves. And thank you to WTAW for the opportunity to share our needs with your listeners.
Now that Ellen's got us set up on what's happening during the blitz, you had mentioned earlier about a number of things that those who use your services receive.
Yes.
I'm just curious if listeners are interested in making donations to the center from an operational standpoint, to how they can go about doing that.
Okay. We have donation opportunities listed on our website, and they can donate through PayPal. They can mail donations to the agency on the addresses listed on the website. We accept donations at our agency location, which is 2501 Texas Avenue South, Suite C, 105 College Station. Also, are very pleased if we can receive gift cards that can be used in the mama store for the girls to exchange dollar for dollar, mama bucks for the dollar value of the gift cards, so they can purchase the items that they have direct need of in our community. Also, those gift cards are used as door prize incentives during the club time on a weekly basis.
All right. Then again, the website pregnancyoutreach.org. The general office number is 764-6636 if listeners have any other questions then.
That's correct.
Again, thanks to Victoria Buckwalder and Ellen Cow with Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach for visiting with us this evening on News Talk 1620 WTAW.